Today is Monday, July 19, 2004, and we are here with Ms. Joanne Tenner Jackson, born in Washington, D.C. on May 21, 1951, and she is the daughter of George Tenner Sr. and Naomi Gill. Do you mind if I call you Joanne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joanne, could you tell me about Tenner Hill? Anything that you know?
I was raised on Tenner Hill, and I used to live the house behind this one that my brother lives at now. Most of the time, we're just our kids, just my sister and brothers who live on this hill, or the children, and we just play. We had my aunts and uncles who lived on here, my godmother who had passed away 2000 next door to me then, and the house I'm in now is belonged to my cousin and my Brent, my great grandfather that I was told paper this hill for his children, and they made houses for each one of them. They paid a certain amount to them, I guess paid them back, and they built these houses, my uncles now.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, some of them deceased. The total amount?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was four brothers and three sisters. And then my father got married again, and I had two stepsisters.
And how many of you all still live here in Falls Church?
Include my stepsisters. Three of us.
What stands out most about your life in Tenner Hill?
I guess what stands out most is the family. When we were small, my father used to get up early in the morning to kindergarten out. We had so many kids, and we had a garden for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, for the family. And we should get up early in the morning to clean the garden, then go home and cook, eat breakfast and all, then clean the house up. And then my mother, they didn't have to have a babysitter because my aunt and them used to watch us. When we go out there in the morning, they'd be outside on the porch. And my father, my mother, they just go and do what they had to do. And they would watch us.
What types of things did you grow in your garden? What types of vegetables and fruits?
We had tomatoes and corn, cabbage. Let's see. I can't think of the rest of it. But those three things I do remember.
Okay. And where on the street was the garden situated?
It was the next lot across the street from me.
Okay. So let's start with your early childhood. Tell me about what school you attended for elementary school.
I attended James Fick Elementary School.
Okay.
And Elbow.
Okay. And what was that like? Could you describe the experience?
Sometimes we used to walk to school, then we had a put up school bus.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was named Ms. Peterson, who if someone tried to run the bus and all, she would stop the bus and correct the people.
Mm-hmm.
At James Fick School was a teacher that I really wasn't fond of. I think her name was Grayson. I'm not too sure. I can't remember her name right now. But she was the teacher who played the piano when we had to go to the auditorium for concerts or plays. And I remember she used to take us home sometimes because she didn't have any kids, and she adopted us with her kids, the kids at school.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember I used to work in the library up to the sixth grade. And that was kind of fun. And also told us about, you know, how to arrange books, how to put books back and all like that.
What were your favorite books to read?
I wasn't a book reader.
Oh, okay.
I just enjoyed just doing it.
Doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. What was a typical day like for you at school age? What was the first thing you would do when you got up in the morning? You talked about gardening, and then you would be off to school?
Well, we mostly did the garden on weekends.
Oh, okay.
So I went to school I remember all through the school, we were all in one class. Mm-hmm. And we did the Lord's Prayer and Pledge Allegiance and we sang the song. And then we start, classwork. But what I really loved about this one thing we had was May Day, mm-hmm. the May Pope. And we used to have one day of the whole year was in May, and we used to go and play kickball, and they had food and stuff like that, and play games and up the maypole and all.
Now, school was segregated when you first started school. Mm-hmm. Now, did you notice a difference from the time that when schools were segregated to desegregated, and how did that impact you?
I know that when we was segregated, mm-hmm. I felt we learned more. Mm-hmm. When they changed the school over, mm-hmm. it was kind of hard at first because, having blacks and white together, mm-hmm. and so much racial going on then. So I really didn't learn that much in the white school then. Mm-hmm. I did in black school.
Okay. Now, you went to James Lee through all the way up until the sixth grade?
To sixth grade, and then went to Jackson for the seventh, eighth grade. That's when eighth grade they integrated the school.
Okay. And so the white students were brought into Luther Jackson, some white students?
No, we were brought to Fortress High School then.
You were brought to where?
Fortress High.
Okay. So it was in high school that you had your entry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were there any sort of conflicts that you can remember between students that was based around segregation, that sort of thing? How were the students and how did you all interact during integration?
Mm-hmm. I think it was the first one. That was the first year that we were integrated into high school, and it was a lot of fights going on. The white didn't care about us if we sat down beside them, they didn't want to sit beside them. I remember when I was in my first year in integrated school, and I had signs. And I was sitting in the back, and I had no way to study hard because the teacher told us in third grade school we should study hard. Mm-hmm. And I just made good grades then, and the wife couldn't believe that I made me be good grades. So I had to go up front to prove myself. And also we had, it was some whites that we got along after the first year. A lot of them, we had to fight to get recognized.
Can you recall how people living on Tenor Hill, how your family made a living? What sorts of occupations did they have?
My father was a truck driver at Arden Sanitarium. Mm-hmm. I think it's up Sunday night. He was a janitor at the Timber Lane Elementary School. Mm-hmm. My mother was a housekeeper. I don't know, I guess most of them just either housekeepers or truck drivers, janitors, mm-hmm. like that.
Do you remember or can you recall what types of things you did in your spare time as far as sporting events or clubs and church activities?
When I was young?
Yes, you can start when you're young, maybe your teenage years. We'll talk about that after.
Mm. We, I chose the church of Galvin Young Methodist mm-hmm. Church up here, and I was in the choir. I taught some, as I knew, the teenagers, I taught the small kids, and I was an usher. And there was a time when they the men sold dinners, mm-hmm. and I remember my father used to, and Mr. Sonny Ferguson and Mr. Bobby Gessner, they all would get together, and Mr. Ellison, and they would cook. And I guess to me that the men cook better than most. it was just nice seeing the men working together, mm-hmm. and joking around and stuff. I really had a nice time when I was younger. feeling, and that's at church. And then I started going on. Luka Jackson, I was in playing volleyball, and also we had I can't think of it, it was an event we had once a year, and I just did not get dance, you know. Now as I've gotten older, I go to First Baptist Church in Murfield, and there I'm the leader of a women ministry and a homeless shelter, team for the homeless shelter, and an usher. And it's all good in there. And a missionary,
Did you ever belong to, like, the Girl Scouts or anything?
Oh, yes, yes. When we was younger, a lady named Miss Hudson, and she was, I think she's the first black lady who took over the Girl Scouts for black. And sometimes we used to camp out in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we also used to sell Girl Scout cookies. They go walk over there and get Girl Scout cookies and sell Girl Scout cookies. And she was disciplined to us, but she told us some different things, and she was a strong lady.
Where did your family shop for food or clothing or household items?
We used to shop at Safeway. I think what's with Safeway? My father and parents had so many kids, and it was able to think of before he got married, we married. And I remember we used to go to the Kenny's shoe store. Mm-hmm. And my father had always stopped there with eight of us. And we could get one pair of shoes, most like on a holiday. Mm-hmm. And amid the people were looking to watch, watching for people just to buy stuff. And so they would see us line up, they all able to get shoes. So they I really enjoyed it. It was a kind of shoe store then, it was real nice. The clothes, I can't remember which get by clothes that. Used to be a store called Zayre's. Z-A-Y-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to I think it was called Morton in D.C. Can't remember the store's been to. I think Robert Hall's thing was a clothing store.
Oh, okay.
I think it was.
And where did you go to get your hair done or those sorts of things?
I had three people do my hair then. Uh-huh. I was young. It used to be my aunt who lived up the second house. She had a hair beautician.
Mm-hmm.
And a barber shop.
Okay. And what's her name?
And that was Miss Dale.
Okay.
And Elsie. We call her Elsie.
Okay.
Elsie Dale. And then my aunt, Miss Elizabeth Jackson, used to do her hair.
Okay.
And also Mrs. Taylor used to do her hair.
Okay. And was that the hot comb with the hot comb? With
a hot comb. They used to blow, just burn out here. I mean,
yeah.
That steam was coming and they were blowing and it was hot. It was.
Could you describe what Tenor Hill, maybe you probably have this from stories, what Tenor Hill looked like? When you were growing up, and has it changed any since then?
Let me see. We was growing up. We had we didn't have running water or inside bath. We grew up. We used to get the water from the house my father and my stepmother lived in there. A cherry tree.
Mm-hmm.
Up when you first come in on the hills, but a big cherry tree. We used to climb and get the cherry from there. Then my aunt used to have a grape tree, a grapevine.
And which house was that with the grapevine?
It was the second house when you coming in, the second house on the left. Then it was more people, it was more family here. And I remember when it used to snow, They didn't come to clean out our hill off. So all the men would get together, and they wait till all the children sleigh ride for a while, and then they'll go up from top to top of the hill and shut us all the way down, so they got they'll get out driving their cars off the hill. Now it's not that many people here. It was always quiet sometime, but most time, you know, it was nice, you know, people talk and you stuck around and stuff, but now it's not that many people here. Most people are going on home and down the way.
Now, were there more or less houses, or is this the same number of houses that were always here?
Let's see. The two, when you first come in, it's two vacant lots where they had those two houses there, and they're torn down. And then it's all the same. All the houses new is my brother's house in the back of me.
Were there any kind of celebrations that you and your family had here on the hill?
It was 4th of July, like family reunion.
And what kinds of things? How would you celebrate the 4th of July?
My father used to cook barbecue pig feet. That was his favorite thing. And the families would get together. All the family would come over here, and friends would come over here, and everybody used to bring a dish. And they dance. Or my father used to take put something in the back of his truck, or the lawnmower, and would ride the kids down the hill, like the hay ride. Yeah, they wanted to ride down the hill, and we had volleyball and kickball and had a horseshoe we were doing there. But then it was more fun then.
What made that back then different from now?
Now, people go their own separate ways a lot. They visit other places. I guess the one who, my father, he was more jolly, or he, I don't know how to explain it, but it was more fun then than it is now.
Okay. How did you and your family find out about local news or what was going on in Falls Church?
People talk. on news, on TV, radio, but mostly just people talking, you know, hear people, they'll say certain things.
What types of chores did you have when you were little?
Oh, gosh. We used to clean the garden. We do that, we used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we'd go down and clean the garden, pull the weeds, and pick the tomatoes and stuff, and green it like that. Then we'd come home, and we'd eat breakfast, and my mother had a list, and we had to do wash the windows, woodwork. Someone had to wash clothes, we had to clean the, take turns doing the kitchen, the dishes and stuff. Dust, sweep, vacuum. I think we start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we got through about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And how were you rewarded for your chores?
When you work, you eat.
Oh, okay.
It was no money. When you work, you eat.
Well, I guess that's a great reward. Who are the leaders in the community?
I can think about that. I'm thinking more about that.
Could you notice the distinction between individuals or families who were poor versus those who were middle class and those who were upper class in the community?
No. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Are there any examples of racial conflict as you got older, maybe outside of school, that you remember from the community?
I remember when we were segregated. I remember when I was small, and we used to be where the cab stand is down the street, across from there used to be a, I think it used to be a drugstore or something, and they used to have a fountain. And I remember seeing one side for black, one side for white. I remember, headed for school as well. I know that when we were growing up, we used to have, we used to get the old books. The new books would go to the white school, and then they would give us the old books to use. What's that remember?
Were there places in Falls Church that you can remember not being able to go?
We could, we said it used to be two theaters. It used to be a state theater and a Justin Bell's theater. And I think one time we would go to the state theater, but most of the time we would travel over to Centerville to go to the drive, and we can go back around this area.
Do you remember when you went to your first movie here in Falls Church?
It was a state theater, the first movie.
And how did that make you feel?
It was okay. It was okay.
Really? If you could go back in time and change one thing about your life in Tenor Hill, what would that be?
It's a tough question. Let me think more about that.
Okay. How about if you could tell me a little bit about your relationship with your brothers and sisters and how you all got along and what kinds of things you did for each other?
It used to be eight of us, and we used to fight. My oldest sister would fight me. I would fight my other sister who was next to me. And like that, we'd fight. One would go down. One would like that. We used to play a lot because on the hill, just on the bus, just on eight of us then. No other kids on the hill with us. So we had to play baseball, kickball, things like that. So I think we were kind of close. But now we've gotten older, we've gotten closer to each other.
Do you all, what kinds of things have you done since you've gotten older? Maybe family reunions or something like
that? We still had the 4th of July family reunion. There's sometime with my sister on top of here, they would have cookouts and we'd go up and eat with them. Or there was time when, as I got, separated from my husband, got divorced. That me and my sister, we would cook every other day. I cook one day, and they come and eat with me, and they cook another day, and I go eat with them.
Okay.
So, yeah, like that. Or either I'll go up and sit on some of the porch. Because up there were more people, we see more people up there than from down here. So you go up there, and we sit there, sit down and talk, and eat, and jump around.
Can you tell me about your father? What's your, you kind of describe him and what he was like?
When they said you see him, you see me, you see him.
Yeah.
He was a jolly person. He loved his kids. I remember when I was growing up. And I got kind of frisky sometimes. And if he see us doing something wrong, and he'll see, he'll drive and he'll see us do something wrong, he'll stop right in the middle of the road, and he'll toot the horn. We know it's him, and he put his hand tell us to go home, and he go home. And we got home. He was there for us. I remember sometime we used to go out and stay a long time. And he walked the floor till we got home, to make sure we home.
What happened when you got home?
I will not say. My mother was the person who disciplined us as far as beating us.
Okay. You know,
with the strap. Dad, he would argue with us more, but won't say anything much. But mom was the one to discipline us more with the belt and all. Dad was a person like the enforcer. You know, he if you're not home, he'll go look for you and stuff. What's the love? It's love. I can't remember a lot of things that happened.
Okay. What was your mother like?
Ooh, just missed my mother. Oh, my mother. She was the one who she tells what to do. She tells no. When this stone is done, you really get it done. Now she'll make us go out there and get our own switch. But the old time they would take the switch and twist it together, and she was just beat us. Mm-hmm. And but if it breaks, you know, it's like if she thinks it's not good enough, she be gonna get another one. But she wanted to discipline us with the belt or the switch. She would fight for her kids. Mm-hmm. She's my best friend. One of my best friends. She's sweet. She's real sweet. She'll tell what's on her mind. Mm-hmm. My father, the opposite. Well, because when I was around, he was just opposite. Mm-hmm. Mom didn't want to tell, but knowing what's on her mind. She will, if we need something, she will try to get it for us.
Mm-hmm. What was, do you remember your grandparents at all on either side?
I didn't know them, my great grandparents who lived here. I didn't know them. They died when I was born. My grandmother and grandfather from my father, with his parents, I remember them. Then there was Winston and Cyril Tenner.
Right.
And he's called Nanny. And called Winston Papa. And I remember Papa used to, I stayed with him some time, and Papa would love bananas and vanilla wafers. And he'd sit in the bed and eat that. She was real sweet. I guess I was, because one of her favorites. I don't know. I can't.
What did Winston do for a living?
When I was born, he was home all the time. Okay. I don't know what they did.
Okay. Do you recall anything that they may have done in the community as far as community activities?
No.
I said I had another question that just slipped my mind from something you said. What was the holidays like for your family?
Or 4th of July?
Like Christmas or Easter and
Christmas. When Christmas came, my father was a person. He waited till the last minute. He waited till Christmas Eve to fix the house up. He used to wait. We used to do our tree Christmas Eve, late Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. At night and do it decorate our tree. And Mama should put little spry level and mashed potatoes and kind of greens. Mm-hmm. And then we eat and go to bed. And I remember one time I won a piano because my father played piano. Mm-hmm. Something, you know, a little boogie woogie like that. And I remember I woke up one night and I heard the music playing, the piano playing, and went downstairs and he was down playing the piano for us. I guess when we were small, to me, I think we were poor then. Mm-hmm. But now it's not growing, I see the difference. Mm-hmm. The love and all that they had for us, Easter, like I said, Easter, and all the time we had big shoes, we get shoes, we had to go, and we always go to the store at one time. And we line up, all able to line up and get their pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. And then they'll pay pair of shoes on the counter. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he'll buy them. It was Christmas, we used to get a pair of shoes, one outfit, and a few toys.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what your favorite toy was, other than the piano?
Let's see. I think it was a doll baby. It's different.
Is there anything that you would want to make sure that your family was remembered for? Anything that people who don't know your family know about your family?
They were a giving person. A giving, you know, family, they give a lot. I'm proud of it now.
What sorts of things would you like to see in the museum?
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that right now. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe to see that the old house, the first one built, was there.
Was the old house, was that still on the hill when you were born?
Well, the old house is the house on top of here.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that was
it was at the first house. They picked it up and
all. Okay, and that's the one that Joseph Tenner lived in? Is that the one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit about that house, like what it looks like on the inside?
Then, when I was growing up?
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, my aunt had the house then, Francis Coates. This coach. And I remember living on this piano. There's a couch and a chair. There's a cherry tree in the yard.
Mm-hmm. What color was the house?
I want to say white. I can't.
Some sort of light color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was there always a porch around the house?
Always a porch.
Do you remember what the windows look like? They were long or short windows.
I might have a picture of the candles.
Sure.
Be that house. I think.
No, this is the house.
I think that was the house.
And who's this in the picture? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I can't see it. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Okay.
Get my glasses. I can't see.
Okay. Who is that in that picture?
That was an Elsa Gale, this lady who did the hair.
Oh, okay.
And
which?
I don't know who that was.
Oh, okay.
I probably had two names, but she had my name. So.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that one.
It was an Elsa marriage.
Oh, okay.
I think I was with it was relatives.
Oh, okay. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you are you going to give my aunt?
I'm not sure. I have to see if she... I think she's on the list. What's
Elizabeth
her?
Jackson or...
I think we may have done her
Marie last. Jones?
Yeah, we did them last summer.
Oh. So they probably can tell you more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we interviewed them last summer.